Thank you for coming back today. And this week we've been talking about John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. That's John 1, 6 and 7. And I said that God intentionally and purposefully sends his witnesses out into the world to testify about Jesus Christ. This man, John, was such a witness. Yesterday, we began a description of 8 elements in the character of John that we read about in his biblical bio. We got to the first 3, and I will summarize those in a moment, but this is a good time to remind you that if you miss a broadcast, just go over to the WEZE website and download the podcast free of charge. The WEZE website is 590amtheword.com, and then click on podcast, and you will see God Is. It's a great way to never miss a day. By way of review, I said yesterday that first, this John is John the Baptist. Do not get him confused with the apostle and writer John, who wrote the Gospel according to John, which includes the passage I just read to you. This John is John the Baptist. Second, you need to know that John was sent from God. I supported this second element with 3 subpoints. Third, John was a prophet. John the Baptist was himself a prophet, as we shall see. So that we can summarize what we've learned thus far as John the Baptist is a God-sent prophet. An easy way to understand and memorize what I have said thus far about John the Baptist is a God-sent prophet. Now let's continue, shall we? The 4th element in the character of John the Baptist. He was the greatest man who ever lived until Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. John the Baptist was the greatest man who ever lived until Jesus Christ. Where am I getting that from? I'm getting it from Jesus himself. Let me read to you Matthew 11 and the first part of verse 11. Truly I say to you, among these born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. That's Jesus talking in Matthew 11:11. Now that's a profound statement. And why does Jesus say this? Simply put, John the Baptist was greater than the Old Testament prophets because John witnessed with his own 2 eyes Jesus in person. John saw who he prophesied about. John witnessed the realization of the promised Messiah, Jesus, and that made him a great man indeed. But once Jesus comes into the world in human flesh, as we celebrated last week, then no man or woman is greater than Jesus. Jesus is always and forever the greatest person to ever live. John is not saying in Matthew 11:11 that John was even greater than Jesus. He is only saying that up until the time of Christ's coming in the flesh, in a physical body, John was the greatest man to live on planet Earth. By the way, read the end of verse 11. Now you have another small assignment. Read all of Matthew 11, verse 11. Read that and you'll see that now John is not even as great as you or me. Really, it's a stunner. Read it. I'm not going to do all the reading and research for you, friends. My 4th insight into John the Baptist. He was the greatest man who ever lived until Jesus Christ. And the 5th element, and this is important, John the Baptist exalts Jesus by humbling himself. John exalts Jesus by intentionally humbling himself. John and Jesus are actually cousins. There's another fact about him that I'm sort of slipping in here. And John is older than Jesus by about 6 months. But notice how John exalts Jesus. The older in age exalts the younger. This is what all the true and genuine prophets did, and John the Baptist is no exception. My, this comes through clearly again and again in the Bible. Let's look at a few examples together. Let's start at John chapter 1 and verse 15. The Bible says, John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me." In that one sentence, John is saying that Jesus is to be exalted far above John. Jesus has the highest rank that can ever be given a human being. No four-star general can ever compete with Jesus. And as we have already learned and affirmed many times on God Is, Jesus is God. And since Jesus is God, Jesus existed before the beginning, as described in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. John the Baptist knows this, and so John says, "He existed before me." The writer and apostle John has also affirmed this deeply in John 1, verses 1 through 3, which we studied in depth in December. John the Baptist provides the exaltation of Christ, and this same proclamation is repeated in John 1 and verse 30. In John 1, verse 30, the Baptist says, "After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me." Another example of this is in John chapter 1 and verse 20. In this passage, some priests and Levites are really grilling John on who he is, and John the Baptist clearly states, "I am not the Christ." Only a very humble man would deny that he was the Messiah of the Jewish people. John has a chance to claim himself to be the very Messiah that the Jews had anxiously been waiting for. And instead, he boldly and clearly denies it. "I am not the Christ." Wow, that's a powerful, powerful denial. But it's also true. Now drop down to John chapter 1 and verse 27. John says, "It is he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." He's speaking of Jesus again, "he who comes after me." And John says he's not even worthy to untie the thong of Jesus' sandal. In that culture, it was the task of the slave to remove his master's shoes. But John is saying that with Jesus, I do not even have the lonely status of a slave to untie the thong of his sandal. In other words, when it comes to Jesus, I, John, am not even worthy to be Christ's slave. Again, humility. John the Baptist exalts Christ by humbling himself. But perhaps all of this humility of John for the exaltation of Christ is best summarized in this classic sentence in John chapter 3 and verse 30. Here, John the Baptist says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." In context, he is Jesus Christ. It's amazing. This is plain and simple for us to understand. John is laid low while Jesus rises high. John is humbled while Jesus is exalted. John 3:30. Do not forget it. In my Bible, this is marked with clarity as a reminder to me too. Jesus must increase, and Mark must decrease. I must be humbled while Jesus will be greatly exalted. All sincere Christians must really believe this in our heart and soul. Jesus must reign and rule, master and dominate all of our lives. My fifth element that is true of the character of John the Baptist, he exalts Jesus by humbling himself. And these are just four examples of John doing it within the Gospel of John alone. I can give other examples, but it's time to move on. And here's my sixth element in the character that I see in the life of John the Baptist. He tells the truth about Jesus and about other people. John the Baptist tells the truth about Jesus and about other people. Now, we are about to read about the truth of Jesus that John proclaims in the days ahead, so I'll not say more about that here. But for today, let me take us over to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 3. Listen to verses 1 and 2. This is Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. "Now, in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' This is the message we hear again and again from John the Baptist, and this is before Jesus begins his public ministry. To everyone he encounters and deals with, John has one clear message: repent. By that he means stop sinning. He commands people to make a hard, demanding, ruthless, and radical turn away from their sin. I'll say much more about this as we move along, but I invite you to circle Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 2 when you get to your Bible. The word repent there is essential to learn, and not merely learn its meaning in some sort of academic or theological sense, although of course we have to do that, but to be repentant ourselves. This message of John the Baptist, summarized in the invitation to repent, is also a word to us. Today, in a new year, we want to be a people who repent of our sin. I want to be a man who certainly repents all throughout this year of my sin. Let's also, all of us, receive this command to stop sinning. In our lives, we will make the hard, demanding, ruthless, and radical turn away from sin. Jesus is our only hope for doing this. We desperately need him. So stick with me every weekday and come back tomorrow as we finish this week strong together. I want to give you two concluding elements in the character of John the Baptist. There are 8 of these, and thus far, we have talked about 6. So we'll just continue along with this. I'll give you some review, and then we'll do the remaining 2 and pull it all together. Please be back with me tomorrow at this same time as we continue together to discover, through the life of John the Baptist, who God is.